T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome in to this Tuesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, is back in the house. Got Deuce McAllister alongside as well, Saints color analyst. I'm Christian Garrick, here with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Found this guy wandering around the hallways, and he looks more like a safety than a defensive end these days. Jeff Charleston, you may remember him, Saints Super Bowl champion, part of that 2009 championship team, played defensive end. He's wandering around, and we said, you know what, Jeff, I'll put you on the radio.
Well, Christian, you know what I told Jeff, and this is a small fraternity. I know Deuce would acknowledge this. Think how many people in NFL history could say, and it's not BS, I played in a real game, a real NFL game, not preseason, and I got 3 sacks. I'll tell you, that is a small fraternity. When Jeff Charleston all of a sudden came on board and all of a sudden we're interested in him, because against the Chiefs, he had 3 sacks. Then we find out kind of a mountain man from the Northwest. He likes woodwork and all that. Then all of a sudden there's interest in you, Jeff, because you had 3 sacks in one game. Then we want to know more about you. And now you're a reality TV star.
Look, everything in my life, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, let alone a year from now, whatever. And I think that's the interest most people have. They're like, well, how do you not know what you're doing? I'm like, I just let it happen. I let it happen. I have a crazy life. It's always going to be crazy. I'm always going to do crazy things no matter what. You can't control me. You can't tell me what to do. So, look, just live it. And
well, one person could control you. When you made the fresh meat comments about Matt Stafford, Sean Payton was not happy about that, huh?
Yeah, I got blackballed from media for, I think, that whole season. So, you know, now it's good that I have an open mic. Before, you know, when you're playing, not so much.
Deuce and Bobby, you remember that in 2009, first game of the season, right before, it was like Wednesday of the first week. And we asked Jeff Charleston about, what do you think about Matt Stafford making his NFL debut as a rookie starter? And we got fresh meat as his response.
I remember that. And Jeff, you're not supposed to say that, quote unquote, publicly to the media. Sean had some choice words for him. Christian, if Jeff is a safety, that's still a tall, lanky safety you're talking about now.
It is.
Maybe an outside linebacker, not a safety.
Okay. Well, I mean, he was, what, 265 when you played?
It don't look like no defensive end.
Yeah, and he's at 225 now, around there?
Yeah,
that's outside backer. That's outside backer.
Okay.
Outside backer with speed.
A little leaner today than his playing days. So, Southern Charm, another season?
Yeah, we got a second season. It's coming out June 2nd, so that's why I'm in the building doing promotions. You know, it's the best seasonal job there is. I get to be myself.
So I have a question. Get to be yourself. How much, because people ask this, no matter housewives and all that, what is scripted and what is not scripted? Did they give you a storyline? How do you take that approach?
They ask you before the season starts, give us a calendar, let us know what you're doing, we're going to fit it in. The only thing that is scripted about any of it is potentially, hey, you got to go to so-and-so's party. But once you get there, it's all on you. Now, there's the magic of the editing room and camera and,
right,
you know, there's all that in there. But for the most part, oh, it's real. What these people are going through is absolutely real. And I always have to apologize after most of it, because it's like, man, you got to follow me around? Like, you got to go through all of this.
Jeff, so you mean to tell me you let the cameras just come in your house and just post up and
you know where they're going to be? You know where they're going to be there. You know, it's not like it's not Truman Show.
Yeah, they're just supposed to be there, and you live your best life, right?
Yeah. Yeah, try to catch me. Try to, you know.
Well, Jeff, and I think what's challenging, and people can relate to this, you know, this day and age, I don't know if the numbers are the same, but, you know, when you get married, it's kind of 50-50 whether you're going to stay married or not.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you start the show, you are married, and then you're in the process right now. Are you?
I'm not married, no. I'm not married anymore.
So you're not married?
Yeah.
So does that come on the show and all the challenges of that, or we'll have to wait and see?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I was telling you guys earlier that I'm going to be down in the French Quarter later offering body shots. So, you know, look, I'm still on that tour.
Wow.
What kind of tour is this?
It's called the Tour of Jeff.
The tour
come aboard.
Of Jeff.
It's like the summer of George from Seinfeld. Summer of George.
So you gonna
tour
hit up
of Jeff?
You hitting up the French Quarter fest?
No, I'm joking. I gotta go back to work.
Nah, I don't believe. You know. I do believe there's some truth in that statement.
There's some truth.
There's some truth in that statement, and it's just Jeff gonna let his hair down a little bit. Is that
he's
right?
He's always got his hair down. Are you kidding me?
He's gonna let it down a little bit further. That's what he's gonna do.
So Jeff, now. Off the field, what is like, besides just living life, like your passion, it seems like you've always been a pretty, because wives always want a handyman. It seems like you've been pretty good, like if like they say in New Orleans, if the zinc's clogged, the sink's clogged, that you can do a little plumbing work. Or are you a jack of all trades when it comes to that, to be a handyman? Because I am clueless. I'd be calling you up, say, Jeff, come here. You have to fix this for me.
I am a master of demolition. I can destroy anything possible. I am a master of starting projects and not finishing them. when it comes to the finesse and making things look pretty, hey, don't call me. Find someone else to finish the job, but I can start it. I can definitely start the job no matter what.
Would you have a problem living off the grid?
Oh, I prefer to live off the grid. Like, put me in the wilderness. Let me, if I ever go, no phones, nothing. Oh, I would love that. I love doing things the old school way. I love leaving my phone. That's the best thing about not being married anymore. I'm not accountable. Like, I don't have to be traced anymore, and that is the best thing in the world.
So Jeff, now you saw living off the grid. I would say you somewhat. My understanding, you're from Oregon, right?
Yes.
Oh, so you're a mountain man. That's mountain man country.
That's fishing with your hand, Bobby. That's just living.
Living off the land. When you look now, where did you? I'm trying to think. Where did you go? Idaho State. Who's the tight end we got? That's from either Idaho.
Josh Hill. Everything's great at Idaho State.
Are y'all at the same school?
Same school. I was there.
So it's not the is that the Vandals?
The Bengals.
The other one, Idaho's the Vandals.
Vandals.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, how did you end up? Like at Oregon, from Oregon to go to Idaho State.
And that's just a highway. That's just across the street.
Oh, it's not ours.
But how did they find you?
I had no idea this segment would be this funny.
I found them. I transferred from Division II, and I was going to go up to Portland State, and my coach said, hey, I know so-and-so here. Why don't you go over there? And Jared Allen was actually playing there at the time. I talked with Jared, and I was like, well, he's going to make it. He got drafted. I said, I was going to my senior year. I had a red shirt my senior year and redshirted 1 year, became an All-American the next, and went undrafted and ended up here somehow. But I got a lot of stories in 18 months in Pocatello that I don't really need to get into on air. Maybe that's for TV. But
didn't CJ coach up there?
JC.
No, CJ.
No, CJ. Coach Johnson, wide receiver coach.
Idaho. I'm pretty sure he was at Idaho.
He was
at
Idaho.
Yeah, like the rival. Yeah. Idaho State.
They Jeff Charlson.
Yeah. Bengals versus the Vandals.
Super Bowl champion.
We'll kick their butt any day.
Check them out on Southern Charm. What station? What network?
Bravo TV,
Bravo
June
TV.
2nd, 8 p.m. Central.
Jeff, always fun, man. Thanks.
With Andy Cohen.
Thank you, guys.
That's what
this
I want to
see. Sports
you
Talk here on WWL.
Andy Cohen.
Back here on Sports Talk, welcome in. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister. I'm Christian Garrick. Bobby, put those headsets on, man. We can talk once the mics go on. Bobby, it's a show outside of a show whenever the Cannon is in the house.
Well, Christian, you can talk for 10 seconds with me and Deuce are interacting. Come on. You got to be able to walk and chew gum.
I can. I just like your attention. You know how, when you're talking to somebody, you're always touching their shoulder or making sure that, that's kind of what I'm doing.
Yes. Sometimes I'm a little rough on your arm, but I'm just trying to make sure you're working out in those guns so you have a little muscle there.
Our Blue Gumbo Opinion Poll, LSU officially hired Scott Woodward as the new athletic director. Good move, you like it or not. 504-260-1870, text 870-870. He seems like a guy that is very much, I think, just the right fit. Local guy, Bobby, obviously from Baton Rouge, but given his track record at Texas A&M and Washington, he got Chris Peterson there, so... I think LSU upgraded here.
Well, he's as Louisiana as Coach O. And what does that mean? I don't know. I mean, I think Louisiana's different. I think that if you look at LSU, more than any other state university. Now, I'm talking about a major program. Does LSU really have competition? Okay. You go to Mississippi on our borders. You got Ole Miss, University of Mississippi. You got Mississippi State. You got Auburn, Alabama. You got Georgia, Georgia Tech. You got Florida, Florida State, the U. You got South Carolina, Clemson. North Carolina, North Carolina State. You guys understand the point I'm making? Now, I'd say maybe Tennessee, but Tennessee does not have the athletes that Louisiana has. So, I mean, you could look at different examples. Look at Texas, all the competition they have there. So it ain't even close. LSU is the top dog. And I think it helps that when you network, and it's all about communication skills, and I think that's what he brings to the table, and that's why it's very promising for LSU going forward. Now, with that being said, I was talking to Deuce about this, is that LSU has resources, but they don't have Texas A&M resources. I'm talking about, you talk, Texas A&M, University of Texas, could be their own country. When you talk about financial backing, now, and that's part of an AD job, that when you hobnobbing and you promoting the university and you're trying to raise money and all that, that it was a whole, it'd be a whole lot easier to raise millions and millions of dollars at Texas A&M than it would be at LSU. Now, you still can, like, if you can, I'm just going to throw a number on there. Let's say you raise $1 million at LSU, and they're going to have a campaign trying to get $1 billion, whatever. Let's say you can raise $1 million at LSU. You might have $6 million at Texas A&M. I mean, it's that much different. So it's a challenge there. Now, I mean, he's coming on board, but.
And Bobby, this is for athletics, not just in general, or you're talking about for athletics alone?
No, I'm talking about athletics. I mean, hiring and firing coaches and then being the fundraiser.
Correct.
Now, when I look at hiring and firing a coach, I mean, who's the only one in question right now? Because we don't know what's going to happen with Will Wade after the FBI investigation. What did the SEC commissioner say? It's just kind of a chapter of what we're doing going forward. Now, a lot of the LSU fan base, we might have to weather the storm, but they all Will Wade fans. They'll say, okay, if we get in trouble, but we still want to keep Will Wade because we got excited about the basketball program. But right now, where Coach O's at, I mean, if they win – I mean, and I think they're going to get the double-digit wins. That's the expectation. I don't know if they beat Alabama. But you look where Pulmonary is in baseball. You look at different programs. Look at women's gymnastics. They didn't win national championship, but they were runner-up. But it just goes to show you right now, I mean, his main role to me would be from a financial standpoint to get the big money people and just the fan base in general wanting to give and support the university from a financial standpoint. Because I think that's where he's at right now, short term. And then ultimately that's also involved long term.
Well, it's the focus has to be probably more so on athletics, though. I mean, that's what his job overall
right.
is, to raise funds for the
athletic
department. Exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
and you can spread the wealth.
Yeah, I mean, and they've always done that.
Right.
You know, when you go back and you look at it, and I mean, it's unfortunate, but when you have to tie it to oil, and when oil went down, and then you get in trouble with some other programs, and now you start raiding TOPS programs, and, you know, the university, at least from my understanding, the athletics always had a deal where they gave money to the general fund,
right,
to the university. But when their pocket got tight and they couldn't do that, you know you truly had a problem. And then you're talking about fundraising aspect of it, and, you know, can you excite the alumni and that base to be able to raise funds, you know, whether you're talking about expansion or whether you're talking about, you know, you look at the basketball arena, you talk about Will Wade. That's something that, you know, even
Deuce, I mean, that story ain't over. It's like chapters. We're like all of
well,
a
not,
sudden.
Well, no, I mean the arena.
Oh, yeah, the PMAC.
I mean, so is it somewhere that you're going to raise, tear down, or is it going to be a renovation project?
It's in a great location. You look at the proximity to a Tiger Stadium, and you look at Mike.
Yeah, but
the
if you want to be a top 10 program.
For basketball.
For basketball, yeah. What do you do with the facility?
Yeah, you definitely got to upgrade it. You got to keep up with
the Joneses. You've done it with baseball. You've done it with football.
You got to keep up with the Joneses. Oh, without a doubt. And is Will Wade part of that?
Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Christian Garrick here. After our CBS and local news headlines, I sat down with LSU Athletic Director Scott Woodward earlier today. You'll hear from the new AD. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Also, Sean Payton speaking moments ago out of the Zurich Classic, saying that the Saints will indeed stay out on the West Coast in between games 2 and 3, weeks 2 and 3, with the Rams and Seahawks. So they will practice out there after they play the Rams and then stay out there and play the Seattle Seahawks. Bobby Deuce and Christian here on Sports Talk, our CBS and local news headlines, and we'll be back here shortly on WWL. Big day down in Baton Rouge as LSU appointed a new athletic director. And he's on the line with us right now, Scott Woodward, LSU's newest athletic director here on Sports Talk. All right, Scott, so I would imagine as a local guy, this is a dream come true for you to return to LSU now as the athletic director.
Yeah, I'm really lucky and blessed and honored to really come back home, and I'm really excited about it and really looking forward to the challenges going forward.
Scott, when you look at the success of this that university athletically and in the SEC, how do you size up maybe the big three in terms of baseball, football, and basketball, the success that they're having and headed in the right direction?
You know, I really, you know, always admired what LSU's done, and that's a compliment to both Skip, who I worked with, and Joe Aliva, who I had a lot of respect for, working together on the SEC AD's committee. And, you know, LSU, there's a lot that's going very well here, and there's not much broken, frankly. And so it's something I'm really going to have to drill down and just see where we as an administration can help our coaches, Coach O and Coach Wade and Coach Maneri in the big three sports, as you said, but all in our sports, you know, and just see how we can help them to do greater and better things. And that's what we're here to do, is support them.
How would you, or who would you describe as some of your mentors growing up?
You know, there's so many. If I started, I would leave someone out. But, you know, you first start with your family. You know, my mom and dad were high impact and influence on me. And, you know, just numerous people along the road. It's kind of, dozens and dozens of wonderful people that have had a great effect upon me.
Scott, if you were to kind of describe yourself, maybe your leadership style, maybe in one or two words, how would you describe yourself?
Yeah, you know, I'm very transparent, and I'm very, I very much let my folks do their work. And I kind of use the metaphor of I'm like an executive producer of a film instead of a real autocratic leader. And I like to let the folks do their job and do it well and do what they do. And, you know, I have high expectations for accountability in the job that they do, but I want them to do it well, and I stay on it pretty hard, and that's how I manage for the most part.
Scott, obviously LSU basketball coach Will Wade went through a suspension, reinstated. I know that you might not necessarily know all the details yet, but he has your full support right now?
Sure, Christian, and one of these things I probably know less than you do, and you know, I have to be briefed and learned about it, but he does, he has my 100% support, and he's our coach, and that's the way I approach these things. And when something changes, and you'll probably know before me as well, but that's how I coach. Coaches are our coaches, and we support them 100%.
Did you kind of view this or eye this job from afar, going back to Texas A&M and Washington, saying, hey, if the opportunity ever presented myself, that would be the dream job to land at LSU?
Well, you know, it just works out that way. I'm not one to set crazy or really stringent goals. I always look at opportunities very organically. And, you know, I've just been blessed and lucky to have things work out from a timing standpoint and from an opportunity standpoint. And, you know, like I said, I consider myself lucky.
Scott, what would you say is the biggest challenge facing college athletics in general right now? What's the biggest thing that's at the forefront that you guys might have to get creative, not just at LSU, but also college sports in general might have to get creative in solving?
Yeah, there's not any one thing. I mean, that's the thing that is the dialogue. And I view it more as there's so much going on that's right about it that we are happy with. The challenges that we have are solvable, and they're, you know, you can enumerate them and name them, but they're solvable and we can handle them. But right now, I'm more positive in thinking that, hey, we're doing great things and interesting things for our student athletes, and I'm really happy with where we're going, and I think the future's bright.
Scott, you used to sell peanuts in Tiger Stadium. I think you said for 25 cents. Can we get a break and get the peanuts back down to 25%, 25 cents?
Yeah, I wish I didn't have a contract with a vendor otherwise, but yeah, that would be neat. That's for sure.
Scott, what's your family reaction? Your mom and dad, obviously you were born and raised, grew up in Baton Rouge. What was their reaction when you were named the athletic director for LSU?
They were very pleased and very happy. And, I called them to tell them, hey, I'm coming home. And they said, oh, okay, good, this weekend, because we were going to be together in Fairhope for Easter. And I said, no, I'm coming home for good. I think LSU is going to be the athletic director. And so that happened this past week.
Scott Woodward, LSU athletic director here on Sports Talk. And Scott, you said during your press conference that you have not met with LSU basketball coach Will Wade. Do you have a timeline as to when you might meet with him?
I do not. I think I officially start Monday, but I have saw him at a coach's meeting and saw him at the reception, and we'll have plenty of time to see each other.
Scott, anything I didn't ask you that you want to add?
No, I think you covered the waterfront, Christian. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and congratulations once again.
Appreciate it.
Newly announced athletic director at LSU, Scott Woodward. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. Back here on Sports Talk, just wrapped up the interview with Scott Woodward, LSU athletic director, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister. I'm Christian Garrick. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 87870. And Bobby, Scott talked about the vast resources that LSU has, but, man, not as big as Texas A&M.
Yeah, well, you have to look at the competition, but listen, there's no excuses. You still expected to compete and win championships. I would say the program is probably the most disappointing considering past success would be LSU women's basketball. I mean, we have high expectations there, so that probably I could see. So basketball in general, I think, will be a hot topic that will be addressed, what's going to occur in the future depending on what happens with Will Wade and also the LSU women's basketball program. Now, the one thing that when I look at from a local perspective, and I think, a number of fans say, well, I can relate to Coach O. I think it's very similar to Scott Woodard. If I look at Scott and where he's at, Baton Rouge, Catholic High, I mean, Christian, did he say this was like hit the pinnacle, a lifetime dream?
I tried to get him. I mean, he did say
it's
a dream come true.
Like Coach O, I know if he has success, and I think he will have success at LSU, he don't want to go anywhere. Well, I think the same thing would be for Scott.
Sure.
That, listen, I'm in my wheelhouse. What I can excel at a high level. Come on, that's like a different country. University of Washington. Now, that's on our border, LSU's competition, Texas A&M. But then you get to come back home. He won the lottery. So when I look at that, I mean, I look at Coach O and Scott Woodward, pure Louisiana. Pure Louisiana. And now different versions, because Catholic High is a little different than Salle Fouche, but it's still all Louisiana.
Deuce, one of the things I do like about it is the fact that he does have the local ties. I think he has he's in touch with Louisiana.
He understands it.
Yeah, he knows what's going to grab them.
He understands it. I mean, it's almost like a rivalry when you think in a sense of a head coach that played in that game. And so for him to be the home kid and to be able to run the home school, he understands it and he gets it. And so the one thing that I question, or not necessarily question, because he's a seasoned vet in doing it, he has to be able to separate the emotion from the business side of it.
Exactly.
I mean, because, at some point, the kid in him that pulls for LSU has to say, I have to make the best long-term decision and not from an emotional point and allow that kid in me to kind of pull.
From exactly the point Deuce is making, you almost have to get to the point, and I think he's mature enough now. I want to say he's mid-50s. You got to take the emotions out of it because, come on, of course he wants Coach O to succeed.
Yeah, I mean,
but if he doesn't succeed, hey, you got to make the tough decisions.
Yeah.
Deuce, it'd be like, I mean, I'm not speculating here.
Come on, let's speculate.
Okay, you grew up in Mississippi.
Right.
If all of a sudden, I think you'd have to feel real proud of yourself if you running and you the AD at Ole Miss.
Oh, well, no doubt.
Right? No doubt. I mean, now think about it. So everybody got roots.
Sure.
So if all of a sudden you like hit the lottery, it's like a fantasy. Now you got to have skins on the wall and you got to accomplish great things. So, I mean, for him.
I got to get my master's degree, though, Bobby.
But that's still a vision. But for him right there to be from Catholic High.
There you have it.
And come to LSU. Man, come on.
Deuce is going to be the next AD at Ole Miss.
He got to pinch himself.
You heard it here first.
No, a Christian would be like, oh, I don't know, what would you want to be, the principal at Hornville?
No.
I don't want to
be the principal at any high school. All right, first order of business for Scott Woodward. We'll ask our pros next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Demolishers, inches. Deuce, you recovered from
tomato,
that one yet?
Tomato, tomato.
You recovered from that?
I'm thinking, what is he talking about?
You know what he's talking about, but the audacity to slip that one in there, huh?
Well, it's all about, listen, we all on Deuce's side. Rejuvenate, is that it?
Rejuvenate?
Rejuvenate.
Yeah. We want to be rejuvenated. If that, you know, we want to be.
What'd you think of my Manscaped commercial?
I couldn't do anything but just shake my head. I mean, I was like,
so Christian, I'm all.
I had to replay it just to make sure that I was hearing what I thought I was hearing.
I sent it to Deuce, and I get back, what the heck? That's what I get.
No, if it helps you to take it to the next level, yeah, why not Manscaped? Come on, you got to humble yourself sometimes as a man.
First order of business for a new athletic director, Scott Woodward, has to be the women's basketball coach, huh, Deuce?
I think so. I think that is probably the one program that. Has been elite and is not playing or at least at an elite level, particularly when you look around the SEC. They are a top three program, and right now I don't think, you know, you would probably have questions if they're top five in the SEC right now, let alone in women's basketball in general. And I think that's probably the first order of business, getting that program back in line.
Maybe go get Kim Mulkey.
That's what Scott needs to do. Come on, they screwed the pooch on her before Kim Mulkey, but every 7 years, she won like 3 national championships at Baylor. She gets Louisiana players to go play at Baylor. Girl, so, I mean, the Scott, right here, I can tell you right now, a challenge? Get her to come coach at LSU. Then her son play baseball.
Sure.
She's very familiar with LSU. Come on, Louisiana Tech. She's Louisiana as they come.
Well, another part is, you know.
We talk about local ties.
Yes.
I don't truly know how much. Resources are donated or at least reserved for, you know, when you talk about women's basketball. But when you've had success at gymnastics.
And they're filling up the PMAC.
How you're getting 10,000 or better in that facility,
right.
Then there's no question that, you know, there's interest there. And then you go look at volleyball as far as outdoor and indoor. Volleyball, you know, I think track is indoor and outdoor track. Both of those are on solid ground.
Well, wouldn't you guys agree that the women's basketball program has more history than the men's basketball program?
Are you talking about overall?
Yeah, overall.
Yeah, when you look at Sylvia Flowers and you go back
I'd
to
say
Van Chancellor.
As of late.
Yeah, well, no, late. I mean, look at Van Chancellor, what he was able to do with that program.
Yeah, when he was there. But, I mean, when you go back to
just pure history.
But when you go back to me, like even Pistol Pete and Shaq and all, So
more recent.
More recent. Yeah, I would say definitely more recent. But that's something that you think about, Deuce. We talk about facilities. Basketball has to be one of the top priorities for Scott Woodward because you look at what's going to happen with Will Wade, the women's basketball program, and then the facility. I mean, wouldn't that be as much as anything? Because look what they upgraded with the LSU baseball, the football stadium. Look, they even – I was watching this on CST. Just flicking the channel. They had some – I forgot who they were playing. That beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball,
They had a great facility in Baton Rouge for beach volleyball.
Bobby Deuce and Christian Sports Talk rolls on next hour. Chris Landry talking a little NFL draft here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.